and welcome to the A-League's Fantasy Show, another week where we'll break down all the latest news and tips in the world of both men's and women's A-League fantasy competitions. My name's Campbell Johnson, and it was a big weekend, and I'm thrilled to be joined by two of the biggest fantasy experts around, Matt Comito and Pakua Frimpong, who there's been a little bit of beef over the last few weeks, so I may have to, even though one of you's in Perth and one of you's in Melbourne, there's a whole nullable between you, but I may just have to keep you apart on Zoom. How are we doing, guys? And I'll let you air your grievances.
Yeah, it's been actually quite a while since I've seen Pakua's face. We spent maybe a bit too much time attached at the hip together in Brisbane for the Women's World Cup, and I think the spice has sort of flown into the podcast realm as we've tried to manage this team or two teams together. And I think that today will be a good litmus test of our friendship here, Pakua.
You know what? You're not wrong, Matt. You know, I got a little bit too fiery in the last pod and just gave a little bit too much. And I, after listening to you back from last week's pod, I think I might have to say, Matt, you know all when it comes to fantasy football. So I think we might be all right today, Campbell.
You just flake away like that, Pakua. Just flake away. I mean, I called him Dictator Comito, so I've got some answering to do for as well. I mean, based off our last performance on the podcast, Pakua, we went from scoring 102 in the men's the week prior, week one, which is great performance. The next week, we scored 13. So we've got some ground to cover up. Keep in mind, that was a very bizarre week and a lot of negative points. So we're not going to take all the blame from that. A very, very weird week. We then did bounce back in week three with 93 points. So a big comeback from us. So looking a lot better and a lot better than, from what I hear, Matt Comito's golf game this morning. it didn't go well on the course for him. Hopefully we can do better in fantasy this week. It was a great round last week, helped largely by Doddy and Comito coming up big with this suggestion.
Well, I was going to throw in just while we were talking about, we didn't discuss this before this one. If an alternative to Bruno Fornaroli, could it be Oscar Zavada? Because I looked at their run. We know that everything goes through Oscar Zavada.
I'm going to throw one more crazy idea at you guys. McLaren out, Fornaroli in, activate the bench boost, and then we could trade one of Fabio Gomez or Angel Torres and get Zavada in as well.
I'm big on that. I think.
You listening?
I'm keen.
Is there a crystal ball down there, Matty? What's going on? That fantastic pick, bringing in big Oscar Zavada, dropping J-Mac, bringing in Fornaroli. You can maybe see that one coming. And also Tate Russell bringing him back into the fold.
Yeah, all I can say, Cam, is thank you for not giving Lachie Flanagan any of the credit for those trades as well.
We're never going to give Flanagan credit on this side.
I don't think so. But yeah, all in all, it was a great weekend for our trades. We did activate a trade boost to get three players through the door, and I think we needed it after the 13-point catastrophe. Russell, 4 points. Zavada, 29. Fornaroli, 12. And then Jamie McLaren and Gomez and Callum Talbot combined for 23 points. So we had a 22-point swing in our team, guys, with those three trades. And importantly, with individual player values starting to fluctuate, we also got a lot of value into our team in the process too, with Zavada and Fornaroli particularly just absolutely skyrocketing in value. So, yes, it was a bit of a crystal ball action from the three of us last week, and it has really paid off for us.
A 22-point swing, Pakua. Great decision.
It was a great decision, but I reckon it's probably because Matt is on a time delay that everything just comes to him a little bit better, where we have to react very quickly and make these decisions. So we're under a lot of pressure. Matt gets to relax.
But you think that WA is actually not just 3 hours behind, but actually back in time, do you, Pakua?
Yeah,
is
absolutely.
That what you think?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I don't know.
It's 3 days behind. The game had already been played before the decision was made. So he already knew Zavada got a hat trick. His first in the A-League. I mean, what a performance from him. Pakua, how'd you do personally this week in your fantasy and your own one? We did very well as a team, 93, where we jumped, I believe, 7 points, Maddie. But Pakua, how'd you do personally?
I had an absolute stinker, Campbell. I had some players do really well, and then I had some others. I had a few DNPs. I may have forgotten to do a couple of substitutions, but you know, Curtis Good, J-Mac and Berengay, they tried to save me, but it wasn't enough in the end.
Yeah, it's sort of been an interesting week in our A-League Fantasy Show group where we jumped, like you mentioned, Cam, a few rankings. We're back into the top 100, which is very positive. We jumped up 9 spots into 92nd. But at the top, there's been a very interesting swing between first and second. Sam, coming into round 3, had a total score of 281 versus Matt's 235. And there has been a massive swing by the end of round 3. Matt has jumped into first spot, 393 points on the board. He scored 158 in round 3, which is enormous. Wow. And Sam got a lowly 69. So, Sam, you've been knocked off your perch. But as you can see how we swung from 13 points to, was it in the late 90s or the hundreds, there is always another week and there is always a chance to bounce back. So stay on that horse and we will be watching that top spot battle very closely, won't we, guys?
Yeah, we certainly will. It'll be a tough battle. We've got some serious room to move. Maddie, how are we going to do it this week? What changes? We made 3 last week. What's our thought process going into this week, Maddie?
Well, I'm eager to canvass the room here, but you know, we went 3 trades last week. I think that if we could, I think that we should have left it alone this week and maybe recuperate all of those trades for later. But obviously we've got Angel Torres in our team. We were electing between Torres and Gomez, which player to get out. Fabio scored 0 last week off the bench, but Torres, unfortunately, a -1 and a red card. Over here in Perth. He's out for this week. So I don't know about you guys, but I think that we just focus on the one and try and get another striker in to complement Bruno and Oscar Zavada in the front line.
I'd have to agree with you, Matt, as well. But I think, plus that move, I think we need to change something in the midfield as well. I think either if it's a change of Ulysses Davila or Yule, one of those two, I think we need to use the money we have to bring in someone like Zinedine Mushash, because I think he is a points getter and he goes forward. So I think it's a good attacking change that we might need to do.
I like it.
Well, I think we do have the luxury funds wise because we've left 224K in the bank, which is, I think, an amazing amount for you to work with for ahead of a new week. So, you know, Pecua, you're mentioning the double change. What do you think, Campbell? I think that one is a must. 2, I mean, you're right. Davila has been quite underwhelming from a fantasy perspective so far. Johnny Yeol, the positivity with him is that his value is growing. But again, I think he's putting sixes and between 5 to 10 on the board every week. So that might be another position that we need to target.
Maddie, I think you're absolutely right. I think we have to get a forward in. I have some names down. I've got Adam Taggart. I've got Tom Waddingham. And I've got Marco Tullio, whose value went down. He's smashing it in Asia. But the Mariners are struggling a little bit. He's still a little bit expensive, but he is such a class player. And then, yeah, Zizou Mushash in midfield. I like the idea of bringing in some extra points into the midfield is between Lockie Wales and Uli Davila. Struggling a little bit for points. Lockie Wales has probably had a better start. But yeah, I'm interested to hear your guys' thoughts. But it's between those 3 strikers for me, unless anyone has any name that I'm missing. But I feel forward options are a little bit tough at the moment. I was expecting Gomez to do better. Torres, I mean, we can bring him back in. It might be a short-term play of who's got a good fixture this week, and then we bring back Angel Torres. I'm interested to hear your guys' thoughts.
So firstly, what I'm lobbing up here on the trades is I've taken out Uli Davila and put in Zinedine Mushash, and that leaves us 321K to work with if we get rid of Angel Torres as well. Now, that puts Adam Taggart out of our reach. A couple of other ones that are catching the eye is Nicholas Milanovic, who I think has been in very good form for the Wanderers. Lachlan Brook is also affordable. Nishan Valupale has been exciting as well, but obviously that's another victory player alongside Fornaroli and Zizou. And then there's Hiroshi Ibusuki, Stefan Kolakowski, who's been impressing off the bench. Pecua, is anyone sort of capturing your imagination here? Because I think that we do want to make that change in midfield and bring in Zizou for Uli Davila as well.
The only, I wouldn't suggest this usually, but I think that maybe Ubusuki for a week rental would be a good in, just because I feel like with Irinkun not available, obviously, this week, it's just going to be more targeted towards him for Adelaide in like this week in particular. And we can always sub him out for the following week. But if you don't want to do that, I'm not quite sure if there's anyone specifically, but that would be my kind of thought pattern at the moment.
I don't mind it. I've been a little bit underwhelmed by Hiroshi Ibasuki. Purely, he plays his role within the team of a he's a big facilitator, and they, like Adelaide love to use their wide men. They did with Goodwin. They're liking it with Halloran. Maybe Bernardo Oliveira is going to come into the team this weekend into the starting 11. He's been very impressive coming off the bench, but whether he gets a start, I mean, I like the idea of Tom Waddingham coming back in. And as well, one thing that you have to look at with Adelaide is they're coming up against Sydney under Ufuk Tale. There's two schools of thought of new manager might struggle to imprint their identity, but there's also the new manager bounce, which always seems to come up trump. So how do we feel about that in terms of bringing in an Adelaide player against a Sydney side with something to prove, who were arguably embarrassed last weekend, versus a Tom Waddingham coming up against a struggling Central Coast side?
I think that one thing, and you both mentioned an Adelaide asset there, firstly Campbell with Bernardo and Picua with Hiroshi. The one thing that I would say separates the two of them, they're around a similar price tag between the 260 and 270K, but Bernardo has another massive expected price increase after this week. He's currently, he rose massively after round three, and he's got another 98K projected. That's also, that's obviously if he meets a projected score. But conversely, Hiroshi's value is expected to dip at this point in time. So between the two of them, you know, if we were just bringing in for a one round fix, you know, if we bought in Bernardo, got us a certain amount of points with Nestori not being there, and then trade him back out, that's an option. And then
how many points does he need, Matty? Do we know how many he needs to rise in value?
So we'll take a look. It'll be substantial, I think, because obviously he's coming off the bench and getting such high numbers at the moment. But I'll just go into the projections.
Because the other option is that we keep the midfield as is and bring in someone like an Adam Taggart or someone like a Lockie Brook. The other thing to keep in mind as well is that players like Nishan Vilupalai and Lockie Brook have been called into the Oli Roos squad as well. How's that going to fare on their minutes and things like that, if that plays a part? How many does Bernardo have to get to rise?
So he's got a break even of -8. So essentially anything positive is going to be rising in value. And it is 60K projected, not 90K. Apologies. That was his first round three increase. Picua, with that in mind, you know, Bernardo / Tom Waddingham, you know, Waddingham doesn't have a price projection, but he's a lot cheaper. So it would leave lots more money in the bank. What are your sort of thoughts there?
I would go with Bernardo because, you know, it doesn't matter that he's, you know, we're not going to have money necessarily right now, but if Bernardo just needs some level of positive points, his value will go up anyway. And we will get money if we trade him out anyway. So that would be my pick at this point to bring him into the squad.
I like it. Let's lock it in. Do you like it, Kamido?
The one thing that I don't like is how we've just talked ourselves from a conservative approach this week, and now another two transfers are down the drain. But, you know, I think that we've got a motto on this podcast, and that is it's always next week's problem. So let's bring in Zizou. Let's bring in Bernardo. Those two trades for De Villa and Angel Torres, it takes our available cash down to 58K, but that is still something to work with next week. And, you know, if Bernardo and Zinedine Mashash continue their form, we could be absolutely laughing by the end of the weekend.
We certainly could. It's a risky play, but, you know, we've got to live by the sword and die by the sword. And I think we're going to do that. And like, as you say, Matt, it's next week's problem. So we'll let them deal with that. It could be us actually on that one that we may have to clean up our own mess. If you want to play against us in the Isuzu Ute A-League Fantasy or the Liberty A-League Fantasy, you can find the link to join our league in the show notes for this episode on whichever podcast platform you're listening to us on the Liberty A-League. It was a big weekend of action. We went 116 points in week one, massive. And week two, we got 81, not too bad. 116 in week three. Matt, we're having a pretty consistent run and we're doing quite well in the league, aren't we?
Yes, in the A-League Fantasy Show group, we have moved up and we are now fifth. So, you know, that's a pretty decent position. It's much better than 92nd over on the men's side of things. And Sam, with 110 points in round three, is our leader, but only by 2 points. James is on 331 total, and third place and fourth place are in the 300s as well. We're in the low 300s total points now, 313. So, you know, that's an average of 100-ish or so every week. So I think that we're doing pretty good so far. What do you think, Pecure?
I think you're doing a lot better than I'm currently doing in my individual early
Go on, let's confess. So, confess, how are you doing? What was your score last week?
No, I'll be honest, actually, it wasn't all just my fault. I was robbed of a victory, lost by 1 point to Teo Pelzeri, A-League's commentator, because the Mac wasn't given her second goal. I don't know what was going on there, but the Mac not getting two goals really hindered my efforts this week.
Are you going to launch an inquisition, Pecure?
I was ready to write a Twitter post and ask the important questions, but
a show cause notice.
I had to restrain myself.
Very, very good. Look, I must admit, I accidentally left Courtney Vine on my team. Got a DNP. So that's an absolute stinker from myself. We also may have had a little bit of a stinker on our side of things on the show, and this was the decision that was that stinker.
Melina Ayres, we know how dangerous she is in front of goal. You know, they're at home this weekend, Newcastle against the Wanderers. Melina Ayres is the sort of striker that, you know, can really punish a team like that. And Holly McNamara's name cropping up into the conversation has put a little bit of doubt into my mind.
She is a fantastic shout to look at. And if her performance is good on the weekend, we might be coming back next week and saying we have to fit Holly in our team somehow. If we put Melina in our team and, you know, she scores a brace, we'll be laughing. So I think that it's a safe bet.
We have to put Holly in our team. The famous words from a 1M Comito. I mean, in your defense, Melina Ayres, 13 goals in 13 games, was listed to be in the squad initially and then was pulled out last minute. So we're not going to hang it on you completely. But what are your thoughts on that, Matty?
I reckon that was a bit of a stitch up by our great producer, Ben Waterworth. I reckon there are a few key words cut out there. You know, I gave a lot of context to that conversation. But look, if it makes you guys feel any better, I heeded my own advice and put Holly McNamara in my own team and netted the 16 points that she got. It should have been more, apparently, from Pecure's perspective. But yes, we did have a bit of a mistake there, I think, looking back with Vine. Traded her out, 0 points, obviously, with Sydney on Asian duty, but Ayres with another donut. It could have taken our score of 116 up to something really, really quite respectable. But, you know, the point still stands. I think we said that if Holly had a great week in round three, it would be another discussion point this week. And, you know, a week on, she was absolutely brilliant against Western United. What are we thinking? Is it now time to consider bringing Holly McNamara into our team? I see, Campbell, you got a bit of a grimace on your face.
Look, I think she's fantastic. I think we should try and get her in any way we can. We do already have Rihanna Polishina, I believe, in the side. We've already got Daniela Galic. We've already got Lissiane Prue. Do we also have Rebecca Stott in
we
the team?
We do. Stottie.
So we've got a lot. We've got a lot of City identity in this team. I'm happy to figure a way to get her in, but surely we can't have this many City players in the team, Pecure.
We can't have that many City players, but the first City player that should have been in the team is the Mac. You never leave the Mac behind, okay? The Mac is the one you've got to follow. But no, I have the Holly Mac in my side because I have lots of faith in her. I think what we actually could change, though, is changing career, Akeen. I don't know if we can get the Mac back in this week. I do still think that Melina Ayres is a really good addition to have in this squad. But to get rid of maybe someone like Career Akeno, who just isn't in that goal-scoring form, and Emily Gilnick looks like she's, you know, well on her way to getting back into that starting lineup, that's somebody we could trade out to get a different striker in.
So you want to train out Korea Aquino and bring in someone else is the proposition, and keep Melina Reyes in the team against the former side?
Yeah, I think that you want to keep Melina Reyes. I think she's still in really great form. You know, obviously missed out on the game of the weekend, but I think that was probably more of a precaution. So hopefully she's back. But if anybody else has got any different word about her availability, then always bring the Mac back in.
Yeah, well, the difficult thing with Korea Aquino Pecura is that, you know, due to her low value now, we were hoping it would rise, obviously, with a couple of early goals in the season. And we didn't have too much to play with in the available value heading into round four is that, you know, if we look to trade her out, we've only got 260K to play with here. I mean, we've been very much benefited by Rihanna Polisina's value jumping by quite a bit between rounds two and three. She's now up to almost 400K, so that's very healthy. But, you know, looking at the available options, if we look to get rid of Korea Aquino, it would be Mariana Speckmeyer from Wellington, Mia Corbin from Brisbane, who was quite impressive in round three. But then, you know, going down the list, Alana Janchevsky is another one, but some of the real elite level strikers in fantasy that you can depend on week in, week out are a little bit out of our price budget, Pecura.
They are a little bit out of our price bracket. I would do potentially maybe a teammate swap for Korea Aquino in bringing in Mackenzie Wynert, who's sitting at 213. A lot of the chances the Melbourne Victory are getting, they do tend to fall to her. So she could be a potential player that we could bring in. But, you know, if we're worried about how much money we'd have left over, then I can understand saying no to that.
She was also denied a goal in round one against Brisbane for an offside kind of, you know, player interrupting play. A bit of an awkward one that was discussed on Dub Zone. I like that shout. Maddie, you took the player right out of my mouth, Mariana Speckmeyer. She's been fantastic to start the season for the Wellington Phoenix. And there was all this chat about there's no Perth representatives, no Perth representatives. Where's the Wellington Phoenix representative? I'm the honorary Kiwi here. I'm not. But we have to get Mariana Speckmeyer in, surely.
Yeah, what makes you the honorary Kiwi? I just want to know.
I think I'm the honorary Kiwi.
I'm part of the Knicks fan club. Yeah, hang you on. Are indeed, Pecura.
No, well, this is my thing. I hold a New Zealand passport, so
there you
I'm the honorary Kiwi here, guys. What are we talking about?
Campbell, you've got a Wellington Phoenix, basically a Wellington resident right here on the show, and you're trying to claim the yellow and black. Hey,
but Matt, I've been to Wellington twice, so, you know.
I've never been to New Zealand, Campbell, so.
You know, Campbell.
What are we talking about?
Campbell lived in Perth, I think, for about 6 days, and he always
We basically were neighbours. 6 years. It's a brotherhood, and I'll eat chicken treat with you till the day I die, and I'll follow you into the great emu war, Matt Comito. Yeah. Oh. All right, so what are we thinking? I had Hannah Blake as well as an option. I like the shout of Mackenzie Wienert, though.
So I'll just, before we make any decision, I'll run through a few projected price changes and most traded in and out before round four. Mariana Speckmeyer is projected to rise by 51K at the end of this week with a break even of negative 10. So she is topping the Liberty A-League fantasy charts in that regard. A couple more players expected to rise: Emma Checker, Manaya Elliott, Chelsea Blissett, Taryn King. And then, you know, the players who have already risen in value, Susan Fonson-Cam tops the charts there, Jenna McCormick, Chelsea Blissett, and most traded in and out. Now, Courtney Vine is obviously the most traded out. Again, she's missing for another week. There's the injury concerns and not knowing what's going on there. Michelle Heyman has been traded out a lot as well. And Grace Jarlay, Perth Glory's in-form signing, is flying in fantasy. And she is the most traded in player, along with Hannah Wilkinson, Manaya Elliott, and Rihanna Polisina. But moving back to our trades, guys, I think that we're onto something with a bit of Phoenix in here. We'll throw to our resident Wellingtonian in Pecura. Take a step back, CJ. Pecura, what are you thinking on this? Because the other sort of option for me was maybe looking at moving a Daniela Galich in midfield. But, you know, if we're focusing in on that forward line, I think that that's a very strong option.
Any other week, I would want to bring in Mariana Spetmeyer because I think she's been really good. However, this weekend, they are going to face Western United, and I'm assuming Hillary Beale will be back this week, who was the best goalkeeper last year in the comp. So if we're wanting her to score goals, we've set her up for a very difficult task and to try and get points for our team. So maybe that this might not be the week to bring her in.
So are you fully on the Mackenzie Wynette chain here?
I am. I am because I think it's a cheaper alternative for our situation. And she's going to get lots of opportunities with Western, with Melbourne Victory this weekend against an opponent that they would feel pretty confident about.
I've got an idea. A player that Doddy threw up last week. If we want some Knicks representation here, Macy Fraser, only about 184K. She's been sensational to start the year. We could bring her in for someone like Daniela Galic, who's not been fantastic to start the season. She's been good, but maybe lacking a little bit. Could we then bring in a Holly McNamara and still bring in a Mackenzie Wynette? Like, what are we looking at? Like, could this be what are we saying?
I'm kind of interested just because, you know, Pecura's got this special feeling about Mackenzie Wynette for this week. And, you know, there's nothing we like more than chucking one of our managers up on the pedestal with the big prediction to either give them some props next week or to absolutely tear them down. So I think that is a great idea. I mean, the confidence exuding from Pecura with this pick is really taking me back. So, you know, I think that's a great one. And, you know, Campbell... If we move Daniela Galic now for Macy Fraser, I think that we can do that too. And it would give us plenty of room in the budget for, you know, when one or two or maybe both of these moves spectacularly fail on the weekend. And it'll give next week's managers some time to react and adjust. So, you know, I am liking the two sort of trades on offer there.
You know what this is, Pecura? This is Matt exactly trying to absolve all responsibility for any of these picks when it comes to next week. I'm happy with Macy Fraser to leave that as a let's wait and see. They've got a tough game this week. I'm happy to leave that as a let's wait and see. If we want to free up cash next week, then we can bring her in for someone in that midfield and then get a more expensive forward, maybe a Holly McNamara if she keeps up her form. I'm a little bit worried in Melina Ayres of her injury, but I think we just have to give her the benefit of the doubt that she's included in the squad, slight precaution. I think we've got to keep her in. And yep, she loves a big game. She loves a big game. And there's no bigger game than playing against your former team. So I reckon we just go the one change, Maddie. Wean it in. What do you think?
I'm all aboard. And Pecura, I think that this is going to be an interesting week for you. I think you're going to have some jangly knees watching the Victory game on the weekend.
I'm going to be very nervous, but I feel confident. You know, I feel that this is a good prediction and she might score a hat trick. Don't even worry about it. She might score a hat trick.
You heard it here. Well, I'm calling the game. So if that happens, you're getting a shout out, Pecura. Yeah. Right hat there. Trick. You're getting a shout out. Well, let's make that trade. Let's lock it in. Maddie, anyone can join on into our league on the A-League's fantasy platform. You can find the link to join our league in the show notes for this episode on whichever podcast platform you're listening to us on. Make sure you join, compete against us, compete against mates, and you can see how much better you are than us as a podcast team. Again, we have 8 managers managing one single team, so it becomes a little bit tricky. Let's move in to the round 4 tips for both the Liberty A-League and the Isuzu Ute A-League. We can go quick as possible. Again, you can join our tipping on the A-League's fantasy platform. The links are in the show notes. Make sure you join up there. Liberty A-League round 4. We'll start with you, Pecura. Perth versus Adelaide. What are you thinking?
Perth versus Adelaide. I'm going to go Perth. Comfortable Perth, mate.
Yep. Perth at home. Saturday night, prime time. Big win at Macedonia Park.
Prime time of 10 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. I'm afraid of what Commissioner Comito will do to me, so I'm going to have to say Perth as well. Pecura, Wellington versus Western United.
I'd love Wellington to win, but I think Western United 2-1.
I'm going to go a draw. I'm standing by what I said last week. I think Wellington have been fantastic, but Western will be building and more solid, like Pecura said, with Hillary Beale back in the mix.
Well, I'm going to go Wellington as the Wellington Phoenix expert on this panel here. Central Coast versus Brisbane, Pecura.
I'll go Brisbane Roar.
Yeah, Brisbane for me as well.
Yeah, Brizzy, as a Brisbane boy, I have to do it. Melbourne Victory versus Newcastle, Pakua.
I'm going to go a high-scoring draw. Can only hope for our fantasy team.
Yeah, I'm going to go 3-2 victory with a Melina Ayres brace.
I reckon this could be a 5-0 victory. Newcastle did not look great last week. Melbourne City versus Western Sydney.
Melbourne City, yeah.
Yep, City for me.
Yep, has to be. Let's move on to the Isuzu Ute A-League round 4. We'll start with you, Kamito. Melbourne Victory versus Wellington. Big game on Friday night.
This could go anywhere, couldn't it? I'm going to sit firmly on the fence in this one and say a draw.
I'm going to go Wellington late winner.
Who's going to score it?
Whoever's in our fantasy team.
Yeah, the big O.
Oscar Zavada, the big man, the big pole. I'm going to say a draw as well. Maddie, Western United versus Newcastle, the return of Peña and Thurgate.
I'm going to go Newcastle here.
Ooh. Yeah, I reckon I'll go Newcastle. I'm going to go Newcastle as well.
I'm going to say a 1-1 draw here. Western Sydney versus Perth.
Stop the presses. I am predicting that Perth Glory will lose a game in the A-League.
No way. This is a momentous occasion. Ben, our producer, is going to have to get this cut up next week if this comes true. Pakua, what do you think?
Clearly, Maddie doesn't know anything about loyalty, but I'm going to stick with Perth for him. Don't worry about it. I'm going to go Perth in this game.
I'm going to say 1-1 draw here as well. Adelaide versus Sydney FC, the first game of the Ufuk Tale era at Sydney FC.
I said last week I'm a religious believer in the new manager bounce, but I'm going to turn my back on my religion here and I'm going to pick the
Reds.
What
do you mean? You say you're a religious believer and now you're going against it. I know. You're not faithful, Matty.
He's not faithful and he's got no loyalty again. So I'm going to go with Adelaide. I'm going to go with Adelaide on the win. Yeah.
I'm going to go Sydney. I'm going to stick by Matt Comito's religion. I'm going to go Sydney bounce back. It goes against every bone in my body, but we saw Aurelio Vidmar's team bounce back last week. So who knows? Crazy things have happened. I also really rate Ufuk Tale as a manager. Melbourne City versus MacArthur, Matt.
I'm going to go MacArthur. I reckon that they've had a really good start to the season. And, you know, both teams have been involved in Asian football this week, so that might be a bit of an equaliser there.
I don't think City have had back-to-back losses so far this season, so I'm going to go Melbourne City get the win.
Nice. I'm going to go an entertaining 2-2 draw, I reckon, a Desmond. Again, Central Coast v Brisbane, double header. Maddie, what do you reckon?
Mariners win. Yep. Break the streak.
I'm going to go with the Mariners. As well on that one.
Nice. I like a little bit of a defensive issue in Brisbane. So, yeah, I'm going to say Central Coast as well. That wraps up another episode of the A-League's Fantasy Show. We'll be back next Thursday night to go over everything in the world of fantasy after this weekend's round of both the Liberty A-League and Isuzu Ute A-League, as well as looking ahead to the following week's action. You can also tune in on Monday for our weekly review show on the Isuzu Ute A-League with Keep Up's resident expert panel of David Wiener, Tom Smithies, and David Dabudovic going over all the big talking points from the latest round of the 2023-24 Isuzu Ute A-League season. To never miss an episode, remember to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast from, and to stay up to date with everything A-League's related, head to aleagues.com.au, keepup.com.au, or download the A-Leagues app. Pakua, Matty, thank you so much for joining me today.
Been a pleasure, CJ.
Thanks, Gable.
Thanks for joining me. And as always, remember to enjoy the football.